This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. About 2 years ago, I was talking to a former friend of mine, and a dentist. And I said, are you concerned about the coronavirus? And he said, no. Not really. Well, here we are. The Dow has just figured out that this is serious, this is real, and the Dow has just dropped, at the moment, 2.64%, or 942 points. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Welcome, Ben. Happy Black Friday. By the way, I wasn't sure. Do instructors get today off? Today's a holiday, right? Do we have vacation, or do we have to work today?
Well, it's a vacation day. Everybody gets Black Friday off, and this is the last Black Friday that will be celebrated in the United States, because there has been a movement afoot to stop the use of the term Black Friday, because it is considered racist by students across the United States. They don't like the term Black Friday. And the reason that they don't like it is because they don't understand that it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with ink. And it used to be that there are two colors of ink that were used in financial reporting. Red ink meant that it's a loss. Black ink meant that the item, the organization, the line item, etc., is profitable. So being in the red meant that you were losing money. Being in the black meant that you were profitable. But some ignorant people, known as students, seem to think that Black Friday has to do with black people and it's racist and we ought to knock it off. Bert?
Yeah. Who originally made it a holiday? Was that the Pope?
that was Greedy Merchants. Greedy Merchants talked about Black Friday because this is when they make all the money, the profit. The profit is generated in the last quarter of the year. I'm talking about retail now. Because what happens is companies lose money, especially January. There's very few sales in January. You go look at any automobile sales lot, and there's nobody kicking tires in January and February. So what happens is they pay the employees to be there, but that comes out of either savings or borrowed funds or some other kind of funding to keep the company, the enterprise, the corporation operating. And then they just start making them money right after Thanksgiving, which is known as Black Friday, when the companies start becoming positive in terms of profitability. But no, I don't think it was the Pope. I think it was the greedy retailers.
Okay, well, sounds good, Vince. We're going to talk about 5G. That seems to be a listener-student favorite on USA Prepares. So we will talk 5G today, and we'll go into a little different perspective. And first of all, let me just throw out there, you know, I'm not sure why we need 5G. Do you know why we need it?
I'm absolutely sure I know why we don't need it. There's absolutely no reason to have 5G. None. None whatsoever. And I'm not so sure that we even need to have 4G, 3G, 2G, or G. I think we were doing fine with landlines. Life was a lot more pleasant, and it seems like we got more done. We weren't distracted by having a portable wake-up device in our pocket or in our hand. And we paid more attention. We were more deliberate. We were more focused. And you think about that. How could we be more focused with a typewriter than with a self-correcting keyboard and screen? But back to you.
But Vince, remember the mess we had on the freeways with landlines? People were getting their cords tied up on the freeway. It was just a mess with all those phone cords and phone lines on the roads and streets with people bringing their phones into their cars. So we had to do something.
We did. I remember we stopped using landlines on the freeways.
Yeah.
And everything got better. And then we went to wireless, and then it got worse because people were watching movies. They were talking to people. They were distracted. As a matter of fact, Bert, seriously, I know you're just kidding, but in all seriousness, if you think about it, when you talk to somebody on the phone with a cell phone, let's say you talk to them for about an hour. You have no idea where that hour went, and you hardly have any I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about in general. People hardly have any recollection of what in the heck it was they talked about. That's how confusing, that's how distracting these devices, these wireless devices are to the mind, at least in my opinion. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, if we just needed to talk, we wouldn't need 5G, because 5G is more bandwidth for more applications. You know, there's actually a movement to go back to 2G, and there's now some new phones and networks. Literally, they've done a reverse course for someone who just wants a phone and just wants to talk, call somebody and talk and give a message, and probably not for an hour. There is a movement, and it, you know, it's just people asking for it. I mean, this is real, built into the new standards now, that you'll have a capability in phones to work in 2G, which is just very primitive digital modulation, very simple channel structure. So that movement's going on. But what's interesting is the CTIA, that's the industry organization for cell phones, it seems like it's just gathered a mind and a steam of its own, and they keep wanting to march forward to higher and higher data rates, more and more bandwidth, taking over more and more of our frequency spectrum. And at some point, someone needs to ask, do we really need this? Because we're taking away channels that were allocated to other services. It's causing interference. That's something we touched on previously, where the actual cell phones and the base stations are starting to interfere with other wireless services and other users, including, for instance, aircraft altimeters are being interfered with. And now we're talking about safety because, man, when I'm on an airplane, I don't want the pilot to lose track of what altitude he's at. That won't make me feel very safe when he's trying to land and he's off by 1,000 feet or plus or minus. So 5G, and of course they're already working on 6G. It just wants more and more bandwidth, higher and higher data rates. And then you wonder, what do we need it for? It's certainly not for phone calls, because phone calls can be done now on very low data rates. And we're probably at some point being digitized right now, even if it's not a cell phone, how I'm talking to you on landlines. Our phone calls are all getting digitized as well. So we can do that very efficiently with very little bandwidth, yet there's the movement to constantly take over new frequencies, move to higher bandwidth, and you got to step back. For sure, I am stepping back a little and throwing it out to the class. Do we really need this bandwidth, and do we want the cellular industry to effectively be co-opting and taking over what could be like half of our total frequency spectrum? You know, we've lost TV channels. Now, maybe those were okay. We had too many. But do we want to start losing satellite communications and aircraft communications and other things like that? So something to think about, Vince.
I was thinking about what you were saying. And you don't want your pilot to be confused, and or the instrumentation. I was thinking about when we were in an airplane, a single engine airplane, many, many years ago, and there were four of us, and there were two seats in the front and two seats in the back, and the pilot was in the left-hand front seat, and the right-hand front seat, co-pilot seat, if you will, that person's job was to look out for birds. And the area that we were flying in was called Indian country, Indian, like American Indian country, because that's where all the Cherokees and Navajos flew. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're also looking out for other traffic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All kinds of things. But yeah. 3,000 feet and less is, was called Indian country because of the airplanes known as the Cherokees and the Navajos, etc. But no slur intended. It was just colloquialism. But, you know, Bert, before there was 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, there was analog PTT. And hardly anybody talks about analog PTT, as in push to talk. Walkie-talkies, they work great. We use them all the time.
Yeah. Right, oh, yeah, I still have some. I'm sure they'll operate on the 27 megahertz citizen band. They work great. And, of course, there was the early mobile telephone system. I was about to call it cell phone, but cell phone is different because it uses cells. The early phone systems did not use cells, so you had to go longer distances. Basically, you talked to the mountaintop, and those worked pretty good. But we did make some improvements with the cellular system, and I think it's interesting that we're starting to see 2G reemerge, because I think 2G actually works really well. It's very efficient. It's very simple. And if you just want to talk to someone, I think it's a good choice. So it's interesting they're building that capability back into some new cell phone network. But, I'm looking now at a channel spectrum of the entire frequency spectrum, and we've taken away huge swaths of radio spectrum and given it to 5G. I mean, I'll just throw out there, UHF, the old UHF TV channels, 37 to 51, have actually, really, 37 to 69 have all been given to 5G. The 52 to 69 were given to 4G, and now the channels 38 to 51 were given to 5G. That's basically from 600 to 700 megahertz, turned over for new 5G service.
Bert, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember in the earlier days of cell phones, like 2G, as you're discussing, that we had less dropouts, less communications failures. It was more stable. Am I correct? Or is it just when I used a phone back then?
Well, you are correct because it was simpler. And you didn't have as many cell sites, so you couldn't drop out between cell sites. You know, it doesn't always work seamless as you go from cell site to cell site. And also, you might be in a cell site that is totally stable, lots of capacity. Then you walk a couple hundred feet, you're in another cell site. That cell site jammed, so you're going to lose your call. That's the way the new networks are working, with many, many sites, but each site smaller. Now, you might walk another 100 feet and be reconnected, but you've lost the call in the meantime. So the real thing to think about 5G is what they're doing is they're adding many, many more cell sites.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal Needle Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, do we need 5G? Absolutely not. And you're talking about, Bert, more cell sites, more and more cell sites. And if you think about it, class, that little song, the Hokey Pokey, you do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around and the call drops. Bert?
Yes, and sorry, Ben, we got cut off there with the advertisement on the last step there, and I thought we had gotten 2 minutes back from the network. I kept talking. Sorry, I guess we didn't get that 2 minutes.
You know, I did send an email to our network engineer. And I asked him for some more commercial to remove some of the commercials from USA Prepares. And I asked Jason. I did send that email to our network engineer. I haven't heard back yet, but I did ask Jason about commercials, and he said we have USA Prepares us right here. We have the fewest commercials of any broadcast on Genesis Communications Network. So we would be going from the bottom in terms of the fewest commercials to less or fewer than that. So, yeah, I get your point. I'm reading between the lines. Please don't get us fired.
Well, speaking of getting fired, the Dow is now down over 1,000 points. So, hopefully no one's jumping out. I was going to jump out here, but I realized we got thick plate glass, plus it wouldn't do me any good because I work in a one-story office building, so probably wouldn't serve any purpose jumping out the window here. But we'll see, Vince. You know, the stock market does close early today, closes in another hour and a half or so, and we'll see. You know, that the what happens in the stock market isn't always directly connected to other things in the economy, and we'll see if this is a one-day effect or sort of something larger. Really hard to say. I don't have an opinion, but I do know with a pretty big down day on Wall Street right now as we speak.
One quick question. When I was studying finance and economics for 6 years back in the 70s, and you studied a little bit after, a couple of years after I did, I was taught over and over and over again that the Dow is a leading indicator. Were you taught the same thing?
Well, yes and no, Vince. It is a leading indicator in the sense that people buying and selling stocks are looking ahead to the next quarter's earnings. So it's always looking ahead in that respect. In other words, you don't care so much about how much money they earned the year before. You're thinking, how much is that company going to earn and grow in the next year? So in that case, it's true. But the first thing I should tell the class is the majority, and maybe people don't know this, the majority of shares traded on the stock exchanges today are traded by computers running programs for Wall Street firms that are just trading on trends and computer algorithms, and they'll predict things. But in effect, because it's the majority of the shares, they're, and you got to kind of wrap your head around this, they're really causing the effects that they're trying to calculate and make money off of. But in aggregate, they are causing the effects in many cases that they're trading against. So what's happened now, I mean, there is for sure a story in the news about COVID, and that's what triggered it. But what's really happening is the computers have taken over, and the computers are really causing the majority of what's happening today.
Well said. Well said. Please continue about 5G. Please continue about 5G.
Well, you know, I use the word aggregate. Let me talk about, I think 5G is an aggregate problem. In other words, I think what 5G's biggest effect and danger, besides the fact that we might be needlessly spending resources on a technology that most people don't want or need, but the fact is we're increasing the aggregate power level of RF radiation on the planet. And we told this story before, if you want to know the concept of aggregate, how many years ago I was up on a mountaintop working on wireless equipment. We were using the 2.4 gigahertz license-free band for some point-to-point wireless equipment. And back then, you could use this frequency band to send data long distances. You still can.
All right, hold that thought. Going into a break. Hold that thought.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome.
Santa is coming,
we
Mr.
Are.
President.
I'm waiting for Santa.
President Biden, with help from mainstream media outlet NBC News, touts America as exactly where she should be. This has Americans struggle with inflation and a loss of liberties from vaccine mandates that some call unconstitutional, since Congress had no say in Biden's demands. Conservative journalist David Webb on Fox News has a different view of America's direction.
Build back backwards. There's no better here. This is someone who doesn't want the economy to function as it does. The president has theorists and ideologues and Keynesian economists.
The World Health Organization is meeting Friday to discuss a new COVID-19 variant out of Africa. The United Kingdom is already blocking flights from several South African nations as of Friday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Black Friday kicks off around the country today, 'tis the season to celebrate Christ's birthday, family, toys, gifts, the pleasure of giving. But it's also the season of Ebenezer Scrooge, the Grinch, and a Santa Claus shortage this year.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season have said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my
when you go to the feed
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us, and Bert, you were telling us a story about how you climbed a mountaintop looking down on Silicon Valley years ago to measure the aggregate microwave radiation. Please continue.
Yeah, well, we weren't trying to measure anything, Vince. We were trying to get our prototype digital to, you know, basically it was a point-to-point data link using the 2.4 gigahertz band, and we noticed it, nothing would work from around 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We just couldn't get anything to work right. And finally, we started looking on the spectrum analyzer, and what we noticed was the noise level And there's a noise level on any frequency band. I don't care if you're, 2 gigahertz, 1 gigahertz, 100 megahertz. There's always an ambient low-level noise that's either caused by the man or, in many cases, it's caused by the sun or just galactic radiation. So we call that a noise floor. So we notice the noise floor would raise 20 or 30 dB, so that we're talking basically 100 to 1,000 times higher. 30 dB is 1,000 times in power, during lunch hours. What the heck is going on? And it took us about, 30 seconds to realize that people were turning their microwave ovens on to cook lunch, and microwave ovens, for whatever reason, were placed in the frequency band right in the middle of the 2.4 gigahertz license-free band. So it was basically thousands or tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of microwave ovens, each one emitting a very tiny amount of radiation. But added up times 10,000, it became significant, and that raised the noise level to basically make our product inoperable during those hours. Now, in effect, that's a moot point today because there's so much proliferation of Wi-Fi. The noise floor is 40 dB higher now, completely unusable because the proliferation of Wi-Fi devices in the 2.4 gigahertz band has completely overwhelmed any ability to see the spike when microwave ovens go on. So in a sense, it's gotten worse, and it's gotten to the point you cannot use that frequency band for any type of long-range communications anymore. So anybody who was operating services in those bands 20 or 30 years ago has had to turn them off because they're unusable. But I illustrate this as the point of aggregate power. Many devices at low level add up, and that's the problem with 5G, is we're going to have thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of micro base stations, each emitting, I don't want to say low levels, but, moderate power levels. But in aggregate, we're all going to be exposed on the planet to a higher level of RF radiation because each of these will add up, maybe 1,000 times worse than or higher, and if you want to call it worse because it's more RF and more cause for any health effects or interference. So that is the concept of aggregate power. It just means total power, the total amount that's there.
If you're waiting for a comment, it's really simple. Where are the bugs, the bees, and the birds? Back to you.
Yeah, interesting. I think Coast to Coast had a show last night on what's happened to our bumblebees. And I think I'm going to go back and read the transcript, but I think to some extent we don't know. We think it could be because of pesticides and environmental concerns. But, gosh, the bumblebees are nice. They don't, bumblebee will not hurt anyone. If you don't bother a bumblebee, you can live side by side with them and total peace and harmony. Of course, they do spread pollination and help the planet. So, I'm all for supporting bumblebees. But yes, is it connected to 5G? It could be. We honestly don't know. And they don't do a lot of studies on these health concerns because the industry doesn't really want it. We've done a little bit of studies on the safety of operating your cell phone, and they've improved the antennas, so most of the antenna, when you hold it up to your ear, faces away from your body and your head. But as we've told many listeners, myself and some of your medical instructors, that really you don't want to use the cell phone and hold it up to your head if you have to.
Do you ever notice that there are no bees around hospitals?
They usually have their own medical services, so they don't generally use our.
I'm being serious, okay? If you go to a hospital and there's lots of wireless communications around a hospital. They've got telemetry everywhere, okay? And if you notice, there are no bees around hospitals. I'm being very serious. Back to you.
Yeah. But by the way, Vince, as we talk, and I know this is a little bit change of topic, but just throwing it out there for those who are following these things, crude oil just hit $69 a barrel. So it was $80 a barrel just a few days ago. So maybe that's a little good news for people looking for lower gas prices. It had nothing to do with any governmental implementations or selling oil from the strategic reserves. It was just a panic, and speculators dumped contracts in WTI crude right as we speak, $69 a barrel, having hit 85 only a week or two ago. So
And how about just as another side, how about the power grid being shut off for large portions of California because there are some fires going on, and so those people who needed to charge their electric cars who live out that way couldn't do it because the power was shut off. Just a side comment. That was yesterday.
Yeah, and I was surprised because we had had some strong rains in California, but apparently not so much in the southern part of the state. I know in the northern part of the state, that's, you know, we're basically past any fire danger because everything's pretty wet out there. But in Southern California, they are going through, they had some rains, but it's dry. And it's sad that the way to combat causing wildfires through the power grid is to turn everybody's power off. I mean, would you really think, Vince, that when you were, in your 20s, back in the, 1970s, 1980s, that we'd ever face a planet in the 2020 when the power company turned off the power intentionally?
Unheard of. Absolutely, absolutely unheard of.
Yeah.
And, when I came out to California, I learned this. This was back in 1980. I learned that it happens in California first in the United States, and then it spreads east. Just like the weather. It's like the weather in California. Whatever you guys have out there, those on the East Coast get it 3 days later. Those in the middle of the country get it a day and a half later. But it seems it's not just the weather that happens first in California. It happens, societal changes happen first in California, which scares me to death because of all these weirdos like Lindley talks about. And by the way, she is gaining traction. She's gaining traction. Because people are now paying attention to what's being taught in schools. So I just want to share that.
Yeah. I can think of something even worse that used to happen coming from the West. And I remember this vividly. I was only 5 or 6 years old. But when you watch the weather report, it wasn't just, what storm systems were blowing in from the West to the East. And I lived in the New York area, so our weather generally came from the west. Sometimes storm might come up from the south a little bit, but it was from the west. We would track radiation clouds from the atomic blasts that were going off in the desert in Nevada, and I literally can vividly remember on the weather report they would show those radiation clouds and where they were headed to next. Very scary time back then.
Yeah, and people out in like Illinois area, I believe they got it pretty seriously. And it was so bad, class. And this is absolutely true. What Bert's saying is absolutely true. That Kodak was the premier manufacturer of X-ray film manufacturing out of Rochester, New York. I was at the Kodak factory. It's huge. It's so big that if you want to just travel around a little part of it, you get in a golf cart inside the building so that you can go to the next part of the factory. It's absolutely huge. And they got golf carts going back and forth. I mean, that's how much film they were making. And they would ship out the X-ray film across the country for hospitals to use and doctors to use. And the doctors out in the Illinois area, Chicago area, were complaining that the film was cloudy. And all these little spots on it, white spots, and they couldn't use the film. And what happened is between the transportation from Rochester, New York, through the mail system to ship X-ray film, the radiation cloud was so great it destroyed the film on the way to the hospitals within the United States. No kidding. Back to you.
Yeah, and the way it ended is President Kennedy and Premier Khrushchev of the Soviet Union did sign a nuclear test ban treaty, and that effectively ended setting atomic bombs off in the atmosphere. But my understanding, talking to some people that were around in the military back in those days, is that a lot of the bombs we set off actually had no scientific purpose. It was just to demonstrate our power to scare the Soviet Union. But, of course, all that did is encourage the Soviet Union to develop bigger and bigger bombs themselves. So it had gone basically crazy. And finally, President Kennedy put an end to it, again, signing the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. I believe it was 1962. I could be plus or minus 6 months on that. And just throwing it out there, don't want to get strange, Vince, but there are some stories that some visitors that came to Earth to warn us we're playing with things, we don't know what we're doing, told us to cut it out, and, you know, they had flown over. There's several books out and talks about UFOs flying over our nuclear sites and disabling them as a warning to us that we're playing with things that we don't understand the dangers of.
And you're right. It was 1963, the nuclear test ban treaty. And just as a side note, another side note, class, talk about the power of stupidity. Well, here's just another fact, that if every Chinaman stood on a block 1 foot high, just 1 foot tall, stood on a block, and all jumped off at the same time, simultaneously, that force would knock the Earth out of orbit. Back to you.
I hadn't heard that one. I'll have to wrap my head around that one. Kind of interesting. Isn't there a countervailing force when they first walk up on the block?
Well, we're assuming, yes, there is. Well, if they all got on the block at the same time, it would have the same effect. But this is assuming that there's an order. Okay, y'all just, you know, climb on this block, and it takes them a while, you know, within maybe 30 seconds, they all get on the block. But if they jump off simultaneously, that's what puts us out of orbit.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, during that commercial break, you heard the voice of Ron Allen. And he is the USA Prepares announcer. And during that commercial, he mentioned that you are listening to GCN Live, the big network with over 1,000 AM and FM radio stations. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, you mentioned that if, and I forget the number, 1 billion people on China jumped off a brick, what it would do to the earth. So it reminded me of something that just happened a few days ago where NASA has launched a rocket, a spacecraft, that is going to crash into an asteroid that's orbiting the solar system near the Earth. And they're not sure how it's going to work, but they want to measure, as the spacecraft crashes into the asteroid, how much effect it'll have to knock the orbit of the asteroid. And I'm thinking, well, if they're not really sure, do they really want to pick an asteroid that's close to the Earth? Because what if it wasn't going to hit the Earth and they're not sure what the effect's going to be and they knock it into an Earth collision? Have you thought about that? Have they thought about that?
Oh, absolutely, I've thought about that. And if you want to know, all you have to do is go to your closest billiard table and take a look and see what happens when one device bangs into another device. There's a whole game centered around that. Newton's laws of motion. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so,
it's crazy. What people are doing.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to be very happy about NASA.
Well, not only NASA, but maybe the good news is the debris will land on Washington, D.C. Maybe that's the karma.
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be random, but that reminds me
of... it will be.
Yeah, I heard a story of, you know, many people want to send spacecraft to the sun with all kinds of nuclear debris. And I remember reading a science fiction story where they were sending a spacecraft full of nuclear debris into the sun to get rid of it because it's so toxic and dangerous for our planet. and it triggered an explosion on the sun, a chain reaction, because the sun, you know, was in equilibrium and it couldn't deal with this extra amount of toxic nuclear reactable material, and it caused the sun to blow up. And so, you know, there is a powerful force in the universe. It's called the law of unintended reactions, or the law of unintended consequences. And it is a very powerful law and rule. It affects all of us. It affects governments. It affects the military. It certainly affects the CIA and many things that the government tries to do, and something different happens. So something to think about.
And there's another thing to think about. Not only triggering a massive chain reaction on the sun, but what about if that spacecraft does what so many spacecraft have done in the past, blew up on the launching pad? So what you've taken is all of this concentrated nuclear hazardous forever waste and blown it up right here on Earth. So there goes Florida. And maybe all the land and ocean for the surrounding, 8,000 miles? That'd be everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they haven't done it yet, but there are still serious plans to have that be the solution of what to do with our nuclear waste. But yes, what you mentioned, Vince, has been discussed, that even if it's a 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100 chance of that rocket malfunctioning, what would that mean to the south coast of Florida or Vandenberg Air Force Base or wherever they chose to launch it from? So that's, I guess the good news is that's why they have not done it yet, but that it is a problem of what we do, how we dispose of our nuclear waste. It's an ongoing problem for the country, for the world, and we haven't completely solved it. But some waste lasts for thousands of years or longer.
Okay, well, there is a solution. And kind of tongue-in-cheek. But so where is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission? Where is the Atomic Energy Commission? Where have they been located in the past? Where are they now? Let's just bring and store the country's nuclear waste and put it in their backyard, in their front yard, in their yard, inside their buildings. How about that? And when you think about these rockets going off to blast nuclear waste to the sun or to space, what gives us the right to litter space? And the other thing is, when you think about it, these rockets are often built by the lowest cost bidder. The lowest cost bidder. Is that what you want? That's what was said about the Challenger just before it blew up. Just think, this was built by the lowest cost bidder. Bert, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your expertise and your insight and
you
your humor.
It.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.